How to decide on the type of keyword you should target. There are essentially two types of keywords I would use. One is based around helping people find a solution to a problem like how to impress women, how to train your puppy dog, how to lose weight off my thighs, why can't I get a date and where can I get a good wedding speech. So, for this method it's the how, why and where phrases. These keywords would usually mean you will be creating a story website with a product suggestion to solve their problem or to offer a solution. The other type of keyword to target is the product-led type, which is my personal favorite. This is simple. The keywords you would normally target are phrases such as product name review, product name reviews, product name pro, product name login, product name freebie, product name free download, buy product name, get product name download and product name torrent. Of course, there are more to choose from, but they are the ones I use most often. Most people will say that targeting a keyword with free or free download and it will not attract a buyer, but I find that to be the complete opposite. If the content is written well and you offer a real solution in your content, make sure you actually help people with their issue and in the end, they will buy from you, as you have built a great deal of trust plus they have obviously been searching for a while. Just state in your content that a free download is not available from a trusted site, but there is a solution you can obtain this product name for the very cheapest price that you could find. This comes well after you have tried to solve their problem or issue and really sound concerned with finding them a solution. If you do this correctly, you will find that the sales will start to pour in. To explain this in detail, I will be giving you a real-life example of a site where I do exactly this in the second video. If you are trying to target a physical product, then try to be very specific. Instead of targeting a keyword like iPhone 5, which would be impossible to rank for, target a keyword that is way more specific, like buy a cheap unlocked Apple iPhone 5. Another great way to find a keyword to target is to find a new product that is launching and select one of the product-led keywords on the product that is about to launch. For example, if the product that is going to launch is called Mobile App Magic, then you would target a keyword like mobile app magic review, mobile app magic download, about mobile app magic bonus or mobile app magic free download. There are others that you can target, and the main reason is that there will be nobody before the launch looking for this particular product, mainly because nobody knows about it. Once the product launches, you will find with all the interest around that product there will be heaps of people wanting to read a review or get more information about the product before they buy it. So, if you are going down this angle, there is no keyword research required at all. You will need to be quick to get the domain name that you require, which is once again the same as your main keyword. How to find up-and-coming product launches is the hardest part in this process. You can do some research in a few different ways, like your local newspaper, popular magazines, TV reports, or the best way to find a new launch is to go to a website called JV Notify Pro. The site address is http://v3.jvnotifypro.com. On JV Notify Pro, you can go through a list of products that are being launched in the future. They give you sales information, review information and a ton of affiliate sales information as well. I will put an extra video in the member area to show you how to choose a great JV launch product. To promote these products, just use the process that will be covered in Chapter 3 and write a full product review on the new product. This type of Google cache site can be extremely profitable and it's definitely worth looking into. In my example of creating a Google cache site, I will show you how to find a basic long-tailed keyword. I had planned to build this Google cache site anyway, so you can all now see live exactly how I do this. The entire process is the same, except I will be focusing on the full review style of site. I do hope that you have understood what I mean in this section, as it's one of the most important sections of the Google cache explosion method. You may need to read over this a couple of times and watch the live training video to get a good grasp on this whole chapter.